Hello and welcome to another episode of The Day in the Life of Pete. This week, I have literally been very, very busy. I had a trip to the gym at the beginning of the week because you need to start the week off like in a motivational way. So I went to the gym. Then I went to the zoo, I went to a farm, another farm, a bigger farm, but it wasn't just a farm, it had like a craft and shop part with it as well.
So before I talk about the farm, I'm going to talk about the zoo. The zoo was actually really lovely. It was a really nice day out. It was nice to see some of the animals not in the enclosures and out in the open. Because it made it like a better experience. Going through the butterfly area with all the butterflies flying around you was so calming, so therapeutic. But I didn't want one landing on me because it probably would have left with me. But it was so fascinating looking at them on the leaves. It was just so calming. Even looking at the fish in the aquarium was just so therapeutic. Was so calming. But the insects in there did make me itch. Like literally I was walking around like, I feel like when I'm a celebrity, get me out of here, and was like itching afterwards. I was so glad when walking through the monkeys and the lemurs that they wasn't jumping around near me, because I wouldn't have known what to have done if one landed on me. So I'm glad the lemurs were up on the roof and the monkeys were just minding their own business, and you had to stay like a meter away from them, and they were just jumping in the trees nearby. It was nice to actually walk around with the birds out in the open, the parrots, the toucans. But I did duck my head down when they were flying tree to tree, because again, I was like, I don't want one flying right at me. But generally, it was a really nice, lovely day. I was literally so close to a sloth in the rainforest, and sloths are one of my favourite animals. I know they sleep all day, but I would love to be a sloth, but then I wouldn't get anything done in reality. But it is good to have chilled days out and lazy days when you possibly can. Obviously, you can't have that every day. So a sloth's life isn't my life. the penguins at the zoo was also the cutest. Like, one of them kept looking at the glass. And it was adorable. It was so cute. Everywhere you went, it would like waddle towards you and just look at the glass at you. And I was like, it was one of the sweetest moments ever. Like, I just wanted to take it home, but obviously that wasn't possible because of my living conditions being different to theirs. There's a video on my Instagram. It was just so cute. It's like it was trying to play peekaboo or something like that. For most of the day at the zoo, there was these robins that literally kept appearing. At one moment, there was four there all at once. And one of them just kept following me every time I was walking. I even got close up to one of them and took a picture. They say the saying, like, when a robin's near, one of your loved ones are near. And that one was definitely a loved one because it was trying to get so close to me, and when I got closer to it, it didn't fly off. The funniest moment was literally when my train ticket was not working in any of the barriers and I couldn't see any station staff because I didn't realise there was a ticket office like next to the barriers, because it didn't look like there was one there from my angle. So I was like, how the hell am I meant to get out of here? Like, I was like, do I just jump over, barge through the barriers, even though I've got a ticket? But I thought, no, I don't want to do that because that's not me. And I'm a respectful person and don't want to like accidentally damage anything. But luckily, like, the station guy come out. He looked at me and was like, sorry, dear. And then he went, oh. Because he thought I was a girl, and then he realised I wasn't, and he felt so bad. But it was so funny, because I was like, number one, I'm stuck here, and I've got a valid ticket. Number two, that happened, but it was just funny. I didn't take offence of it, because I have got a feminine voice. But then the diva moments continued, because I was on the bus and literally the driver wouldn't even open the door. The flipping sign said stopping in front of her face. I rang the bell and went, can you open the door please? She still won't open the door. She finally did after a few minutes. But I mean, come on darling, do your job. You're a bus driver. Let people on, let people off. Now we go on to talking about the farm. It was a different farm to one I went to the other week. The goats were still very, very greedy. I was trying to feed the little goats, but the bigger goats were getting in the way and pushing them away. So the little goats couldn't get the food because they wanted all the food. They were like bullying the little younger ones. There was some newborn baby goats and sheep there. Little baby kids and lambs. They were so cute. I stroked one and
I even gave a baby lamb a bottle of milk. Then, obviously, I went and fed the other animals, the sheep. And the alpaca. And you know what? I saw alpacas at the zoo the day before, but I got more closer to them this time at the farm. And I fed the alpaca and... I love feeding the alpaca, like literally the experiences I had at the farm were precious. I honestly made some lovely memories in my life. After the farm, I had a lovely little pub lunch out with my mum, which was the second lovely little meal we had together this week, because after the zoo, we went out to Camden, and I loved walking around Camden. You have to walk around the Camden markets when you're in Camden. But yeah, after the farm, after that lunch, I did a bit of shopping, got myself a nice tracksuit for £8. What a bargain, love a bargain. My mum got some holiday clothes for when she goes on holiday, and I hope they have a lovely time when they go on their holidays, because everyone deserves a little break and a holiday now and then. This Sunday, I'm taking my mum out for a meal for Mother's Day, and I hope my mum has an amazing Mother's Day, as well as everyone else's mothers. I hope that you spoil them, give them an amazing day, and for the people's mums who are not here anymore, I hope they're still remembered up there in heaven. Light a candle for them, because they are still in your heart and they should still be remembered. I would like to thank you all for listening to this podcast episode, and stay tuned for another one soon. Have a lovely week, have a lovely month, a lovely year. So I don't know how long it's going to take me to put another episode out there. You know, sometimes it takes me forever. But have a lovely time, whatever day it is. Be fabulous. All the best. Peace.